Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Welcome.
Hello.
To the Hatchet Podcast, episode 119.
My goodness.
You don't need to say the episode number because they are unrelated to each other. Don't worry.
Yeah.
If you're put off by that number.
Probably good for anyone who has been following, just so like, am I listening to the same one again?
No.
Because I'm still talking shit.
It's new. What a banger to start off the episode.
Yeah,
thank
well,
you to the
good.
Band Talks in Code.
Oh.
And specifically Jamie of that band for sending that track in.
Nice one.
So, go check out Talks in Code if you like that vibe. The whole song will be played at the end. Cheers.
Nice.
Hope we don't get copyrighted.
Just doing
struck
plugs
get...
for people's
yeah,
music
maybe.
Now.
What if that was the
they
ploy?
They just send it in.
Were they a fan?
Yeah.
But what if that was the ploy where it's just like, we're going to send them in and then we're going to monetize all their video?
No, I mean...
No, please don't do it. Please. Talks in Code. We're talking in code right now. Please don't demonetize us.
You get 50p for it.
Yeah.
Good honor.
Honestly, the... Yeah.
So,
it's only a hat check, guys. It's fine.
Before we get too deep into it, let's distinguish our voices with our names.
Oh,
Chris Trott is me.
That's you. Okay, you're Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
I'm Alex Smith.
And today,
hello. Still.
As usual, we indulge in hypothetical situations and or questions submitted to us by our wonderful patrons.
Oh, yes.
I say submitted. I put up a list. They vote on the best ones.
But they're
so,
voting. They're in the voting pool.
They don't
pool.
Come up with their own ideas.
They're the democracy.
They can send them in if they want.
They're at the ballot. Yeah, you can send them
the
in.
Ballot.
To our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. And I'd love for you to send music that way as well. Like
yeah.
A fingle would be lovely.
Just anything, indeed.
Just
anything
send.
You're like, oh, I really want to hear you talk about this, this, and this.
Send
and what about
them.
This idea? That sounds pretty cool. Stuff like that is all welcome. So thank you.
Wonderful. But yeah, let's see. Which hypothetical won this week in the Democratic Patreon vote?
Well, number
it's locked
one
behind a paywall.
Yeah, number one on here. Number one on here is the entire internet's shut down for 40 days.
Mm.
What happens to the world in that time? Like a think tank. I feel like I'm in a think tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And we now have to.
Well, it's
assess.
Hypothetical, isn't it?
Of course it is. I don't like to think either. So
what happens?
My brain will switch off.
All right.
Our job will be.
I'm presuming it's
for 40
the internet
days.
Closed
take a 40
down
day
for like just like out of everyone's. It's not like Iran when they closed the fucking internet down. I'm guessing this is like a good internet blackout in a way. Like the internet just goes away.
It just stops.
It
working.
Hasn't like been done by like some authoritarian regime.
No,
right?
No. Well, okay. Well, we don't know. But
or if
what,
it's just like a
I think panic. A lot
there
of systems
panic.
Would go down. A lot
finance
of integrated
systems are going to drop
would,
down.
Would go down.
A lot of people are going to lose a lot of money in 40 days. I mean, Christ, how long was Truss in power? I mean, how much damage did she cause in that period of time?
Not very long and quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So 40 days without financial systems being in place using the internet would be tragic. And I think people would try to get to the ATMs, but then you realize, oh shit, this is using the internet to also access that information. So I'm fucked.
Mm.
Smash,
oh, Google
smash.
Has to, oh, wait.
I use a crowbar I found and start smashing ATMs.
We start smashing Trott's walls and looking for those 80s porn
Chris
mags.
Chris Trot Gold.
Well, because obviously off, yeah, Chris Trot Gold, aka those porn mags you found.
I was like, because this is all I'm, yeah, everyone's worried about money. We're trying to find that sweet, sweet porno.
That's priceless.
Solid state porn is going to become incredibly valuable, isn't
solid
it?
State. Solid it state. It is porn. Solid state.
Oh my God. There'll be loads of people who've got it on hard drives and stuff. Like, let's just ask our audience. But we won't be able to because there won't be any internet.
Can't ask our audience for 40 days.
Shit.
Yeah, our job
would be...
We're going
to have to go around and knock on doors.
Hello. Do you want to entertain me for the next 20 minutes?
Terribly sorry. I need some pornography. And I feel like you might have it. I know.
So that's our biggest worry, is it?
Doddery old dude answers the phone. Oh,
sorry, are you old enough to have owned physical porn? Because yeah. I'm old enough. Pretty erect, and this is not going away.
Computers still work, though.
Huh?
Hard drives still work. You usually define the most kind of like tech savvy person.
When was the last time you saved porn? I mean, you're probably never going to tell me the actual answer to this, but I don't think I haven't saved porn since I was like a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about when.
Like,
well, because obviously back then you had to wait like just for one image. You'd have to wait for like the lines to load. Like it would sit, it would like go in slow bars. And it's like, what is that?
It's like
listening. You liked the tease of it. Oh, what's going
to
come
up? It's like paying attention to the story at the start. Instead of skipping.
Oh, okay.
It's a forced linear narrative.
I can wait.
Nowadays, I just skip through. I just scrub through the timeline. Had to wait back then. Got the whole form of it. The artist really came through.
Yeah, you really built on the character work here. Yeah.
I told you I sold DVDs.
You've cool. sold DVDs?
That's cool.
Porn DVDs? Yeah. Fuck me.
I told you that.
I don't think you've told me.
I had like five of them, and my mates were just like, oh, I haven't got one. And obviously, you couldn't. The internet was shit. You couldn't really load videos.
But you had a DVD rewriter.
Like, I was like, if you want it, you can have this for a fiver. I was like, all right.
You sold it. Why wouldn't you just give it away? Because of the cost of the disc.
It was just literally just like a gesture of, yeah, just
so be honest, money. Discs were like £3-4 a disc
back
then.
I was just like, I had a pack and I was like, oh, if you want it, I'll just, there you go. Mm. So I was a distributor of pornography.
Of illegal pornography.
I don't think it was illegal. Illegal in terms of I didn't
like,
buy
it's
it.
It's illegal to redistribute. It literally is what the thing they put the thing at the start for.
Did you cut that bit out? Or?
Yeah. It was all very kind of pedestrian stuff.
Did you edit it? Did you custom edit it?
I deep faked my face into it. Just so they'd have an extra surprise.
Secondary school.
I was on all the women's faces.
Oh my God.
I look like an Aphex Twin.
They used like Movie Maker to do it.
Yeah. I used Movie Maker. It was frame by frame.
Yeah.
And it was literally just a static image of my head bobbing around.
Yeah.
Try and get off to this, buddy. But they all did. Teenagers, honestly.
They came back for more.
You'd be surprised the resilience of a teenager.
A couple of them formed, like, you know, relations to you. They're like, honestly, man, do you mind if you just stand there whilst I wank? Because I've just conditioned myself.
I got this really weird feeling every time I see you. It's like, oh, all right, that's strange.
I conditioned myself to only orgasm when I
can
see your
smile,
face.
Like, toothy grin.
But I sold it, but what are the people who bought it? They spent money on that because they knew their internet was dog shit. And it's just like, oh, I can either wait ages or like have to use the family computer.
Also, that's pretty untraceable. You know, like you say, when you only have a family computer.
Yeah, sure.
Unless you leave a signature on there.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Like presented by Hornby Studios.
There were intros, there were sound effects.
Even recorded.
And his face.
You recorded the version of the lion, the roaring lion, but it's just like a Labrador barking. No! Yeah, that's perfect, yeah.
But look. It's not that CD. It was very boring pornography. And
was it?
Format today.
Was it old?
It was 2004.
Is that considered
think
vintage?
Think of the quality of pornography back then.
Yeah, there was some
360p.
Yeah, but it's like handy
144p.
Camera.
We're talking about like 144p quality.
It's like early digital.
It's like not high quality. It's just like...
You must have been barely using that disc at all with 144p.
But I was just excited to use DVD. I was like... Making DVD like rewritables, whatever.
You got the rush. You got the criminal rush.
I started making like just, you know, jackass style silly videos with my mates, and then I was like, oh, I can make a porn DVD.
Wait, makes a logical step.
Did you ever watch it at a party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine you. I can imagine doing that myself.
But you say
to be
it because you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Some fuckers loaded up on. It wasn't mine. Someone just loaded up porn on the party. It's like, why are you doing that? And then everyone's just like, going, this is.
I think
weird.
I mean,
why
is
or sticking on Babe Station at midnight.
Yeah, and then just being like exactly really was, judgmental about their terrible boob jobs. Yeah.
You know exactly where
I don't
you were.
I think you were there.
No, I was pretty off wanking.
But that was like 10.
I don't think anyone
us.
Was like wanking though. It was very much more of a kind of an oogling. And it's like, oh, look, just porn on telly.
It was really awkward.
Straight up her ass. Bloody hell. Right.
What do you mean you remember where you were?
I remember the person's house we were in.
Right. What? Doing what?
as someone was like, I'm going to put on some porn.
Okay, yeah.
So it's parties you have like 16 or whatever. It's just like,
oh, okay. I just remember the one time.
And terrorism videos.
Terrorism, yeah. Why, yeah, this thing, like, yeah, people's, you know,
did traumatized you sell those today, DVDs?
But when we were like 16, that was like 15, 16 was about the time, like, the war in Afghanistan was going on and shit like that, right?
Yeah,
and
the painting
like,
videos are the rough.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, I didn't
I've
like
never
that.
Seen any of those. And it's like,
no,
really
I'm happy I haven't either. Yeah. Oh. I mean, I've seen a little of Ross.
You can tell Ross has seen them.
Horrible. I've seen some shit. Regret ever looking. It was horrible.
Like the gifts on Reddit now of
the gifts on Reddit of like war of tame in comparison. That was
that's
quite
what
graphic.
I mean. Those upset me.
Yeah.
And to be desensitized to that would be, you know, you're pretty much halfway there to enlisting.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to get involved.
If anything, he'd be good.
I'm more going the other way because that
yeah
was rough. It puts you off.
It was the pig one that you showed me that was rough.
Oh, I seen the pig one.
I won't even talk about anymore.
That's
about
awful.
That. But
chainsawing a pig's head off. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I haven't seen any of the beheading videos of people.
They use a chainsaw.
Do they?
Oh, let's not go into it.
No,
let's not.
Yeah, no, it's gross. I mean, more than gross.
That's horrible.
It's traumatic.
Early internet was horrifying too.
Yeah.
We're a messed up generation as a
but
result.
We don't have that for 40 days. That was where we
okay,
were.
Okay, right, yeah.
So we're knocking door to door.
Have you still got any DVDs?
No.
Well, no. Fucked.
And I don't even. Well, do I even have a disc drive in any of my current devices? Other than, like, I guess the PS5.
I wonder. Like, oh, that's a good
I've
point.
Just realized, like, my laptop doesn't have a disc drive anymore. My PC doesn't have one. I'd have to literally buy an external disc drive to read.
And you couldn't
DVDs.
Get it on Amazon. You'd have to go to a store.
And you couldn't get on. Yeah, you'd have to go outside and go to Currys.
Currys would be booming.
And they'd be like, well, actually, our cash tills aren't working, so we can't serve you, sorry. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. And they'd be like, oh, no, actually, our security system's actually linked to the internet, so we can't even open the building. I'd be like, oh, right.
Yeah, we.
What can I do in this age of the internet? Why is this not basically like water or other things, and we pay for it still when it's just something we all need?
Yeah,
I wonder if it's going to be like a. You know, remember like early COVID when like the streets were empty and everyone was locked down, and you walked out and it's like, oh my god,
yeah,
this is quite refreshing.
There are kids making dirt angels.
Yeah,
we're free.
This is what life is like when there's no cars and stuff. Wow.
And a lot of people weren't outside at the same time. Like, if you go out on, like...
That's what I mean, yeah.
That's the thing, like...
Scared to go outside.
I think that. No, absolutely.
Well,
I loved it when
the
roads were so clear.
Quite soon after, and it was just... I filmed it. I film everything for some reason. And it was just empty roads. Yeah. And I was like, this is really unique in the middle of Bristol. So I set up a little GoPro and just filmed driving up to the office to get some bits.
You should submit that to reddit.com/r/Bristol.
I love r/Bristol now.
It's really boring footage. It's just an empty road.
Yeah, but they love but it.
They
love, empty
they
road.
Mainly complain about buses. So
I know, yeah.
Anything fresh.
Right,
no,
so.
No buses on this footage.
Yeah.
Like, buses
shit,
are
no
a
way.
Nightmare here.
I hate first great
first buses. Fucked. The yeah. bus
first,
service.
First buses, yeah. First, no, not first.
God
buses.
Damn it.
They get really angry about first bus. I mean, for probably good reason, but as a guy that doesn't use them, I don't care. Right. So the internet would fuck us up.
I think it would cause a lot of issues. 40 days is a long time.
Dude, 40 days is enough time to
but
like,
I think that they would like how much it's cash which would be the issue in terms of paying for things. Like obviously I'm sure a lot of companies are like, well, we can't actually charge you right now, so don't worry about it for now. I think it would be an issue of we'll carry that payment over until the problem's solved, right? 40 days
like,
isn't that long in respect to most bills and stuff.
But things like Starling Bank and things like that are predominantly app based.
Yeah.
Would they still work?
Well, you'd have trouble accessing them. You could call them, potentially.
Because you have the physical card.
There'd potentially be a run on the banks. People would be trying to go to ATMs, trying to get cash out. I mean, I guess...
I think,
I don't know what systems all these companies run on, though. Because like, I'd imagine they're like Sainsbury's or supermarkets and stuff will be running on online basis.
They're very
they probably
robust.
Can access their cash.
Don't tell
cashiers.
Me Scanners You Shop's going down.
Not Scanners You Shop.
Why is the point in Scanners You Shop?
Oh, it's great.
Saves you time.
It's great.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't have to queue in the big long queue because I've scanned everything already and I just go, all right, pay that much. Nice. Done.
Yeah.
You just go, you get your phone. Doop, put it
it's
in a bag.
Great.
It's all bagged because you just put your bags in your trolley.
Yeah.
Right.
You simple. You skip the horrendous
queues. If you order it anyway, then it's
which only exists because of how few people are working the tills now.
And everyone goes to self-service.
Yeah.
It's just changing habits, I suppose. But yeah, okay, maybe I should
it's
try
useful.
That. I just never really understood, like, why.
It means you don't have to speak to someone.
Right, okay. But then I just do self-scan anyway, like at the end.
Yeah, but there's often queue for that.
If you're buying like a full week's worth, you want to just be able to just put it all in bags. You don't have to go at the end and go do it all again, where you have to then get somebody else who's touching every single item, and it's just easier to just have it done. And then
sometimes you do get vetted.
Saves me time.
Because obviously you could like not scan that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they scan like 10 items or something.
The first time you do it, you have to get checked to make sure everything's in order.
People steal a lot because it doesn't seem like it's same with like the self-service.
It's not a robust system.
Because I don't know how often they actually like really rummage through your bags.
No, it's not like those Amazon shops where everything's weighed and stuff and they got cameras and shit tracking you.
How many of those are there?
Not what happens many. If you get rescanned then? You have to go through all of your shit again.
They just go through your stuff.
They literally just grab several items and go, yeah, that's on the till. Yeah, that's on the thing. And if I guess it's just like an average space thing where...
They choose another high ticket items. You're like, I've bought 8 bottles of spirits. Yeah. And they're just like,
oh, so
you
six
just
on
got
it?
Bananas on here.
Yeah, man. I mean, you could play the odds, couldn't you? You could buy like 10 bottles of whiskey.
I'm sure people do.
And if 9 of them were bought, then, you know, you're getting a free bottle of whiskey.
Club card, though. And my club card points would go.
Would they? Well, they take away your club card points as some sort of penalty for attempting to try and steal a bottle of whiskey.
I assume they'd shut down your account,
right?
Oh, then
you just blame, must have missed one. I bought 10, you know, I'm quite alcoholic, I'm addled. I'm going
to
go in and start.
I think if you're a repeat offender, I'm sure it's there. Or it's more of a case of, you can't use this service and we're going to have to just go to the tills. Sorry. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Just dress nice and speak posh.
Or they get all the staff members to gather around in a corner and just, Steve.
Pile on.
Thief.
Shame you out the building.
Thief. Thief.
I'm never going back to that Sainsbury's.
I would be traumatized for life.
I just own all the uniforms for each individual supermarket and just go
and join in
with like one of those bread trolleys and just
act like you belong, bitches.
Just take a whole
with the
trolley
tags,
out.
All the
I take
clothes.
My own yellow label machine. I'm just reducing stuff, taking it out.
He's walking out with them. No, he's putting them in the storage or something. Oh,
to
okay.
be fair, like this,
it's an elaborate life I lead, but I've never paid for groceries.
And
so.
Also, I'm sure that like the staff aren't. It depends on how big the store is, but I'm pretty sure they'd be like, I don't think I've ever seen that guy work here before.
Yeah.
Wearing our uniform, though. Is he from a different store? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
ask
visiting.
The manager. The
I'm visiting. I'm visiting, I say. I think, I'm visiting. Exchange program.
It's a test.
No Hablo English.
Would you pretend to stack some shelves first to get in there? Or
yeah, you've got to do a little bit of stacking. Yeah. You've got to do a little bit. You've got to go in,
you've got to
check
build
some
up
dates,
to it.
And tut a little bit when you realise, well, what's going on.
Would you turn
today?
Up at the midnight shift, though? That's probably the best time.
Mm.
Less kind of like.
I think midnight shift people would know each other, though.
Yeah.
It's
too quiet. You want it busy. Yeah. You want it busy. You and whenever anyone comes to friend
Saturday.
You start helping another real customer. Yeah, that's how, like, so when it looks like someone's going to go, wait a minute, are you? And then I just,
they
can I help
confused.
You with that?
The customer's just like, sorry, I didn't ask you anything.
yes, milk. Yeah, it's on aisle 65. And also, you've got to memorize every aisle. That way, when they try and do you with the knowledge, they
Hell
hear
yeah.
a guy going, yeah, brown bread, right hand side,
I
aisle 13.
Even know that aisle. Wow.
They're like, wow, this guy knows this aisle.
Yeah, they're a regional manager in disguise.
And only
well, I think, go in as a regional manager. Then none of the staff will recognise you. But like, well, no, I'm from the Bristol County.
That can work, but there's only so many regional managers. I like to stay invisible at the grunt level. You know, like
with zero knowledge of how their like back room is set. They might have pictures of their regional managers because I think I remember Curry's had that.
I want trainee. I'm trainee, and that way I only ever have to buy one badge, and it always says trainee. Mm. So I go in.
I just realised like the. Supermarket system kind of follows like ancient medieval hierarchies.
All hierarchies kind of follow the same form. Yeah.
But I just
you just realize that management is smaller than all the ones at the bottom.
But like you have like the regional, which is like the...
Duke.
The feudal. Duchies.
Yeah.
They should probably name them those instead.
You think so?
I think that you have
I think
like the workers.
Typically that was causing division.
Probably does, yeah. Probably
workers are now peasants.
Yeah.
And then you have like the local...
barons.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be instead of so the managers are barons, and then you have the duchies, which are the regional managers,
which are the dukes.
Then you have the king who's the CEO,
or
queen, of course.
Well, you could just do what some of the managers at Curry's did, and just get a job there, and then steal from the company.
Nice
with buybacks.
Nice,
but buying back to their own cards.
Oh.
How fucking dodgy is that?
That's pretty dodgy.
Pretty dodgy.
Christ.
So what were they doing? They were selling stuff to Curry's. What's a buyback?
They were like doing returns.
Oh yeah.
And then they're returning the value back to it was a bit complex, but like because they were managers, they had access to like all the system was on Windows XP for like 20 years.
So they were
and it was just like
selling
really shit,
stuff
so, yeah.
and then returning it and then putting it back onto their own account.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And it's pretty dodgy.
But how do you can return it back to a different card.
I think so, yeah. Because they had they can bypass it.
Right.
Same as they can apply any discount to things if they wanted to.
Wow.
So dodgy fuckers, really. So, you know, if you're in a Currys, keep an eye out. That it might be shifty.
Without the internet as well, so.
That would have needed the internet. Well, yeah.
No, I think they've.
Well, this was all connected to the internet back back when I was working there.
Everything would be fucked for 40 days.
In the 2000s.
It'd be like the Purge.
And eight.
I think it'd be like the Purge.
It would be like the Purge. People would kill each other. There would be death. Furious death, but then there would also be a kind of a peaceful element where people are like, oh, nice. I can just kind of read a book. So watch television, because television still works.
Talking about the feudal system, there's some people making some pretty funny, like Crusader King style jokes. You know, it's like, you know, it's de jure claim. Like the, it's like the regional manager has a de jure claim.
Oh, no.
And then somebody said, really sucked when the local little manager claimed prima nocta on my wife, which is like first night.
I think they should have very similar laws.
Yeah.
Like Tesco's and Sainsbury's. Mm-hmm. Should follow medieval law.
I mean, that's the way it's going. So you might like the future. Either that or no jobs.
Yeah.
Because they're all machines. They're all self-scan machines because you fuckers don't want to interact with anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. Occasionally they check my bags.
Someone needs to stock the shelves.
Oh, God. Fair, oh God.
It's one step away from like just ordering it online.
Yeah.
I still prefer to go to the shop.
I haven't really got into online grocery shopping.
No.
I feel like I should have done because it's like
I've
it is
done
convenient.
Some click and collects, but again,
I prefer going there.
Yeah, I like getting, browsing
and knowing that they're not giving me like something that's going to be go out of date,
expiring
like a day.
Soon.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's the expiry date of tomorrow. Yeah. I've got to eat this now.
I just like finding really bizarre and fancy ingredients.
But I'm also an impulse buyer. I will see those deals and be like, "Fuck it,
lot let's
get a cup of those." Maybe. Well, maybe
I'm always tempted to buy biscuits.
Not as many biscuits, but it will be the occasional chocky.
A little chocolate.
They like to fucking advertise that, which is obviously.
Oh, more to share.
They tried to crack down. More to share. The bigger bag. Why would I get those little bags? That's silly.
They know.
More to share with me?
More for me.
More to share right now. I'm hungry. Gosh, yes. No, I'm quite the impulse buyer. It's not good.
Well, I'm glad we covered supermarkets.
Yeah.
We did. That wasn't even really. That was just us worrying about the internet and I guess.
Well, let's circle back round to supermarkets for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Let's go back round, yeah.
Which is your least favorite supermarket?
It depends. I've not really been. I don't think I've been to all of them. My go-to is Sainsbury's, as I have mentioned, only because it was convenient, and I'm kind of just I know where everything is.
Sainsbury's and Tesco's are kind of like the same to me.
Yeah, they're fine.
Tesco, yeah, it's fine. I'm not fussed about any of them. Like if Asda's nearby, I'll go
Someone
to it.
Took
but
a,
I don't
a shit in. M&S the other day, and it
like
just
it took an actual shit
that lowered my.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
you mean they're like farted
in the toilet,
the place we usually go to.
yeah,
not
someone had shit themselves, and it was just in the entire place. So I was going around trying to get like a meal deal or like some lunch.
Was it making you hungry?
And I was like, am I gonna have to like wash my hands before I touch? Like the amount, the denseness of it was so. Yeah,
yeah. That's when you know you've shit yourself. Oh. That was when I knew. When like we, when I, you know, years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago, when I was sat on the floor in this very office, and I accidentally shit myself, and
what you say? Like you're wearing a Medal of Honor of it. I shat myself once at the office,
and then I was like, the smell is like much more present and constant when you know there's fuel in the. Rather than just
don't like Asda that much. Although their sushi counters that they've been introducing are pretty good, I just don't like the Asdas that in Bristol.
I just find it's always really messy.
Yeah,
there were weird little kind of bugs and stuff all over my broccoli, and I was like, oh, is it just because of? It's obviously not just because of Asda,
you make
but
parallels,
like
don't you? Yeah.
You kind of like because you associate something with it, you're like, oh, I'm not going to get broccoli from there again.
Well, also,
even though you just obviously you should wash it anyway. That's probably a sign there's no pesticides. It's probably a good thing. But
true.
Also, Asda, it put me off because I was about to eat that broccoli.
Asda, one of their main objectives is to make their food as cheap as possible, right? And so, like for me, sushi from Asda, I would struggle to believe that they're paying top quality for the fish, you know, because fish is often done in a way that like you pay more for the quality of the fish, how fresh it is, the
it's
size.
It's not
of
cheap,
it.
To be fair. The sushi not, counter.
I think
they
they're
make
separate,
them fresh
kind of
there
like separate
as well.
Companies as well.
They've basically rented just, out like a section of Asda
it's
to
just like they know that that's going to be company. Footfall constantly through there. Yeah. So they have like a stall, basically.
Okay, well, maybe
it might be different. I don't know.
Good.
But it's the same as Cinnabon is like on the other side as well. So, and a McDonald's. But yeah.
Lol.
But yeah, no, I haven't been to Aldi much, but I like a few things from Aldi from
Aldi
time to time.
Lidl,
it's just it's not close
bad
to me, so I just don't
go. I have
to
nothing
it
against Aldi or Lidl, but whenever I go, it always feels incredibly cramped and incredibly like busy. And and like there's usually a queue outside. You know, there's a new one where H&M was opposite Tesco and Broadmead. Oh, there's a Lidl there, and there's always a queue outside.
Oh shit.
And you go in and it's really fucking busy and cramped. And like I'm like crawling around like stacked yogurt trays, and like people are like trying to get past me, and
like army crawling.
Yeah, yeah. I'm there on elbows and knees, just
shopping. Got to get a few things.
They never noticed the aisles down here.
Look, it only took the Ghost Recon Assault course to tell me that I'm not made for crawling. Okay, I was so shamed during that assault course.
Underneath the netting and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck this.
Oh my god, this is hard.
And I don't need to do this.
And then it's like, no, you got to do the monkey bars. And I'm like, I don't have any upper body strength.
I might do one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got to get
that
off
now. That did suck, actually.
That was a hard one. But you were like really fit at that point.
At that point.
Yeah, you were doing
But then I had
stuff
to go with one of the guys because you two went against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I was against like one of the guys that runs
it. One of the trainers. But no, you did well. You put in a good time. There was like only a couple other people. Because obviously it was full of nerds that were in good physical shape. So, but you guys were setting a good standard.
Thoughts on Morrison's? People mentioned Morrison's.
It's fine.
There.
I don't really shop there.
Not, no, I've been there once or
nearby
twice.
That's
there's
the
not really one
for me.
Around.
Morrison's, Tesco, Sainsbury's are all about the same. Like if I see one, I need something, I'll go in it. Yeah. Like I've got nothing wrong with them. But I do like M&S and Waitrose. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't do a full shop at M&S and Waitrose. It's just too. It's just like I don't notice the quality enough
now and again
for everything. But
the only time I'd ever go there is when I finished a gym session and it's right next to me. I'm like,
sure.
I've just done a gym session, so I'm going to have a little fancy lunch.
Yeah, there's some good there's some good stuff there, but it's just like if I did a full shop, you'd notice the price difference is fucking silly. And it's just like, I'm just, a bit of a frugal motherfucker.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just feel like I know when I'm wasting money. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
It, but yeah.
But it's all going to shut down.
And that's all gone because the internet is shut. Everything is shut down.
Hypothetical.
And the internet's fucked us. Right. So the 40 days.
Internet.
Hopefully you got some supplies.
But let's go back round to supermarkets for a minute.
Find a market. Yeah. Let's find some non-supermarkets.
Let's make sure we cover all bases.
What about Co-op? We didn't mention Co-op. I like Co-op's products.
Co-op's all right.
Co-op's all right.
I don't have a Co-op nearby.
It's not nearby, so I just don't go to it. But
they're not big enough either.
There's no. I don't think there's any shop where other than like maybe like a rundown corner shop that looks pretty shitty that I'm not going to go in and be like, there's probably going to be something I want in there or something that's like nice or a branded product. It's like, oh, I have some of these.
Mm.
But, oh, fuck. That is a warm.
Are you sure you haven't shaken yourself?
Old roast dinner smell.
That is like, really disgusting.
There's some.
Oh my god!
Green
I really
veg
like M&S's own brand stuff. M&S chocolate digesters are better than regular chocolate.
I like M&S's confectionery stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Like they're is M&S do the buttons? Large buttons? Yeah. They're really nice. Yeah, their chocolate's good. I like their crisp selection as well. Yeah, nice kind of party foods place. I reckon
Tesco's finest crisps are really nice. You ever had those?
Yeah, Tesco's finest is all
We've
good.
We've been through the rankings of crisps. I brought
we
the
have,
truffle
yeah.
ones.
They were good.
They were very
I do
nice.
Love a truffle.
Anyway, before we get off, let's cycle back around to supermarkets.
Let's go back around to the supermarkets as well.
Not quite finished.
So what is the next
Why don't we just think of what celebrity we think would shop where?
Mums go to Iceland.
Mums go
so
to Iceland.
So we haven't thought about
I sometimes go to Iceland. There's an Iceland not too far away, which I used to go to, which is fine for getting bits and pieces.
Yeah,
it's mostly branded products in there. This is the thing. And obviously, I like if you just want to fill your freezer.
I don't go to Iceland, but like when I do go in there, I am like amazed at what they've got. You know, like as in like you look in the freezer and you're like, wow, like a whole chocolate ghetto. And I'm like, I do want.
It's good for Christmas, I reckon.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff where it's just like finger foods. So you can just
cheese, chicken, vol-au-vents.
Mm. Some lasagnas in there are great for really good
Christmas,
but they're like branded.
Yeah,
but they're. Really good.
I like them. Hmm. They might have horse meat in them, is that?
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
but technically I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door, if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, outrage as pumpkin stepped on.
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
I kind care? Of, if anything, I'm rolling like the dice hoping meat. That you're it like, is horse meat.
I'm in. I'm yeah. in for hope.
Nice and yeah. rich yeah. at the time.
I hope yeah. this one was a racehorse, I say it to myself great. Before
you
you
say
eating.
As you...
Hungrily wolf it down. Yummy. Oh, yes, got it, my too.
Sugar. Sugar.
Oh, Italian foods.
Red ram.
Horses.
Just shouting the names of horses, hoping that it's horse meat. Fucking bonkers.
Warhorse. I feel faster. Warhorse.
The Warhorse. What's that one called?
What's the one that had Harry Potter in it?
Oh, wait. Did that have a horse?
Yeah.
There was a three-headed horse. No, wait,
Warhorse. Sorry, I'm thinking about the one where there's the wooden horse on the stage. Oh, no, that was Warhorse as well.
Warhorse.
And then there was a film adaptation of it.
Yes.
But that was just Black called Beauty. Warhorse.
Black Beauty? The guy from Peaky Blinders' his horse.
Too far away from supermarkets.
Yeah.
We're
we are
too far away. Today.
What's
we
our
are
next
focusing.
Hypothetical, Ross?
Next hypothetical is it doesn't seem like it's to do with supermarkets, but maybe it is. Would you be willing to participate in a scientific experiment where they would hold you underwater until you drown, revive you, and then they'd give you $1 million?
This is the plot of the OA.
Is it?
Yeah. So the OA...
They do this for $1 million.
They're not doing it for $1 million. They're held captive by the guy held that plays captive, the general right. in The Death right. of Stalin. You know that British guy?
Yeah.
He holds... Well, spoilers for the OA. But honestly, it was so nearly a great show and it's fucking awful now. Like, the... I really like that show. I thought it was really cool, really intriguing. It's about near-death experiences. And the thing that is done is they're drowned in a tank and then they're woken up again. Or they're revived.
What was that other one? There was another one. Flatliners as well.
Yep, Flatliners, the same sort of thing.
$1 million, no. I mean, I should watch a video of Christopher Hitchens trying
waterboarding.
Did you see that as well? Yeah. It's an interesting clip because obviously he was very just like very much like, well, you know, it's only simulated drowning. It's probably not real and stuff. And so he said, well, and someone said, well, we can do it for you if you want, and you know, you can try it out. And obviously, I think the term simulated drowning softens it.
It does.
Because you are breathing in water and you're suffocating with a wet blanket on your face.
Yeah.
Like that it's very much not a fun experience. And he was like, yeah, within seconds I would probably just tell my whole family.
Yeah.
And it's like, well yeah, realistically torture doesn't work. You'll just tell them whatever you want and yeah, anyway. But that reminds me of this because it's like, well yeah, I think I wouldn't want to be drowned at all.
You got a DVD of this?
For $1 million. What, of the drowning?
The waterboarding, yeah, for a thing.
I think it was actually on Twitter, I saw it.
Oh. Internet's gone down, sorry. I need a DVD.
Of course, I haven't got a DVD, sorry.
Yeah.
I can only describe
it. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. It is horrible. Causing anyone to suffer is not fun.
But fair play to him for actually trying it out and being like, well, yeah, let's see how bad this simulation is. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I hate this guy. I don't want it. No. Because I think they put like weights in his hand and he had to drop them as soon as he felt like pressured. But he doesn't even remember letting go. He was just so panicked.
Instinct kicks in.
Yeah.
What if your instinct is to grip things?
Then you're fucked. You are staying under there until they pretty much are. He's still taking it. What the hell? Oh, my God. Wow. Pour more water on him. He's got to say no.
What
at some
a hero.
Point. Oh, he's dead.
What's it called? The fencing pose? The fencing reaction, you know, when you get knocked unconscious and your hands come up like this. Yeah, it's called fencing response.
That's
serious
fucking
damage.
When you see that, it's fucking horrible. When anyone like twitches or whatever,
it's like a total reset of your brain, isn't it?
Why would you do that to someone? It's fucking rough.
Factory reset. It's like holding down the power button.
Ugh. So no, I think that the simple answer is no. I mean, $1 million would be nice.
You're guaranteed
I'd love $1 million,
to be revived.
But I don't. Like, but the fact is, there's such a risk. You're literally saying, well, there's a really high chance I could just die.
What if they showed you...
And I don't think... I'm not in a situation where I feel like $1 million... $1 million is a lot of money. I'd love to have it, but...
Not worth risk of dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, what if they showed you single... We've done 10,000 people so far.
You could be 10,001. I need a bigger pool than that. I need a bigger pool
100,000
than
100,000 people...
Oh, okay.
...used to live here.
...have been here.
Yeah.
99,999 lived.
Yeah, right, maybe then. Maybe. Yeah, I'd look at the odds. Because like my main...
The one that died was yesterday.
So you have to drown and you have to experience the pain of
and you're
drowning.
You're in the same tank.
So do you experience the pain of drowning?
Yeah, you go through the whole thing.
Nah, the trauma of dying would be horrible. No, why? Only $1 million? Fuck off. That's going to be worth nothing in 5 years.
Is there not like other ramifications after like breathing in water? Like, does it not... like?
The scientists will fix your body.
I believe they call it, is it pleurisy, where you have the scarring of the lungs?
Yeah. So
they'll like, swap them out.
Well, can you not get like hypothermia?
I mean, if they're like medical masters, it sounds like there's zero risk, then yes, I would do them for a zero risk procedure.
Yeah. In fact, you'll die,
yeah,
but you'll wake up in a fresh, but younger body.
Can they heal the trauma of this is very experiencing
different. It's a very different hypothetical, and it's appealing to me every time.
Would they be able to heal the trauma of like the experience of drowning?
You'll think drowning is quite a sexy experience.
That was hot. I want to do that again. I want to do that every week.
You like that?
I like
you
this.
You woke up with a massive erection.
Oh, more I can't wait to drown again next week. It's like therapy.
You've got a kink for it now.
Uh-oh. Now I'm paying $1 million.
Yeah. What's the scientific experiment that's willing to spend like that much money on that many people? Did they all get $1 million?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's for like a crazy billionaire who's into like weird Squid Game science scenario. Experiments.
Like what?
Like watching people drown.
Oh, how do I get in on this?
You have to be
a billionaire.
You have to be an oligarch.
Well, all I got to do is drown, what is it, 1,000 times?
Yeah.
And then I'm a billionaire. 1,000 times. That sounds like a story that you'd hear in like a Greek, like,
1,000 times.
Epic. Yeah, yeah. Like Sisyphus, like pushing the stone up the hill. Yeah. Funny.
But each time it would probably increase your chances of dying.
Right. No, you're getting
I didn't know about this cumulative effect. I didn't know about that. That wasn't sold to me. Now I'm coming at you with my millions of pounds funneled into a legal fund, and guess what?
Billionaire kills you.
I get to drown you.
But what if you had to try experimental, realistic VR, like the Azana Band scenario? But you get killed in multiple different ways, but in a virtual environment. But it's so realistic; it's like you're dying every time.
Yeah.
So psychologically, it will have an effect on you.
But physically,
you will survive. But it's just basically you are going. It's like a video game.
You can scare yourself to death, right? So you could die still.
You could be
shock.
Traumatized, you get PTSD, I'm sure. You could be like... But they're very real scenarios where you will get killed. Maybe in some scenarios you'll be, I don't know, like William Wallace, where he gets his drawn quarters at some point. Maybe you could be him. They're like, oh, you get to be in Braveheart. Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Do I get to put the face makeup on and kind of run around? Yeah. But then you'll get hung, drawn, and quartered.
You'll have to act all of it.
And you have to act the whole thing. Yeah, if you fuck up.
It's not acting, it's actually just
if any
enduring
of the NPCs even think that you're not who you are,
it starts with like his wife's throat getting slit. It's a gruesome fucking film. Like they really tried to be like harrowing.
It was damning. Yeah.
For the time as well, back in like what, the 90s that came out? Braveheart? Must be a 90s film, right? Like
it's about that he can still talk whilst he's got like instruments poking around his stomach.
I'm glad they got like a true Scotsman to play.
Yeah.
And they got a true Scotsman.
Yeah, they got a real Scotsman to do it.
He went on to have such a fruitful career.
Yeah.
He did have a fruitful career.
He's
he
in
just
Daddy's
said some,
home too.
He said some horrendous things.
Daddy's Home too. With Mark Wahlberg. I mean, I'm worried that Will Ferrell's just going to become poisoned by those personalities, but maybe he already is. Maybe my hero is a bad person.
Who's your hero?
Will Ferrell.
Oh, right.
I mean, he's not my only hero.
Yeah, I've heard.
He's not my only hero.
Bad things, right? Recently?
Have you?
Oh, no,
like Will Ferrell?
Well, what about him?
Like he went to Epstein's Island and stuff?
Oh, he went to the island.
Did he?
Apparently so.
Really?
This is a rumor. I mean,
he doesn't know.
I've plucked that from someone that told me that saw it online.
Epstein's Island was just like Disneyland for rich people. I mean, we're just going to have to get...
We didn't know. I thought we had a roller coaster there.
What were the rides?
Oh dear.
Oh. All right, we won't know. We'll
Is
never
there a
know.
Way we can pivot this back to supermarkets?
Well,
I mean, you couldn't drown and revive someone in the middle of a supermarket unless you took them to a specific aisle, filled up maybe, I don't know, a large bucket and did it.
Yeah, the frozen aisle.
Frozen aisle. Why the frozen
textured
aisle?
Like sun.
Everything's frozen there.
Well, that's one's on the blink and it's defrosted and it's filled like a bath.
This is now a heater. They've changed all the food in it for they put pastries in there instead. It's keeping the food warm. It's gone backwards. Fucked up. Why can't we have a system where we heat pastries on one side of the machine and then we freeze something on the other? You know how like refrigeration causes heat? Why don't we just have a continuous loop? Ice cream on one side, pastries on the other. I've just solved it, guys. I've solved climate change. Boom! I call it the puff pastry polar.
So it's very specific
express.
To pastry, though.
Yeah, we can't put anything else in it. You know, when you go into like.
That's for me, that's where it starts falling downhill. And
what other things need to be warm?
Product. What other things need to be warm? Mm.
Keep rotisserie chickens warm.
We could hatch the chickens and put them and then grow
that's
them.
Nice.
Did you
that's
see the,
nice.
Did you see the images of all the people deep frying their turkeys?
Yeah.
What? No, I didn't see
there's
that.
There's like a little montage today on Reddit.
Casualties.
Of people just dropping giant turkeys into these vats.
Huge
of
vats.
Oil. And it all just bubbles over and just catches fire. People doing it in their oven going, put it back in. It's just like, there's flames coming out of that fucker. You're trying to put this in? Surely that doesn't cook the meat properly.
Why are they deep frying?
Does it ever, does that ever work?
No, no, deep frying turkeys does work. Okay. It's just, I think you need to keep the oil at a specific temperature.
Yeah.
When you're just heating oil
on the inside,
until
like,
it smokes,
is it,
that's not
going to cook well on the inside properly?
It needs to be the right temperature.
I guess so, yeah.
Like deep frying, you need to use temperature control. Like some foods require higher temperatures than others. Yeah. The thickness, the weight.
I imagine if you put like a cold turkey in there as well, is it?
Yeah, so if there's too
if
much like water,
something.
It then just reacts.
If there was like a really icy frosting cover of frozen water on the outside of the turkey, you're probably increasing your chances.
It's a hilarious montage. And obviously, whoever's filming it knows there's a big chance it could fuck up.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this could, you know, devastate our garage. Let's do it. He's tossed a turkey.
Tell me you wouldn't film it.
I would film it every day. Yeah. You know I'd film it.
Yeah.
I'm, you know.
Oh, wait, you're going to try and deep fry it? Hold
film
on.
Muscles. Hang on a second.
Let me get
Let
my
me
Sony.
Just load the app.
This will be good.
I am filming
my
this
roof.
Crazy shit. You idiot. There's too much oil in there. Think of the turkey. Think of the displacement, you fucker.
They didn't
think of displacement at all.
They did not think of displacement.
They're like, yeah, we'll fill it more. The two-thirds?
Right,
yeah.
Two-thirds,
how big
yeah.
is the turkey, though? It's going to fill the whole fucking thing. God. It's
That's
great, though. Great montage. So we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving here, but...
You
Happy
enjoyed
Thanksgiving.
It.
I wouldn't cook a giant turkey.
What are you like, thankful
they're massive.
For?
Thankful. Oh, I'm thankful for... good health and
Bristol's
that
bus
the internet's
service.
Still working and the Bristol First bus service for when it works on time, which it doesn't.
Bristol
and I don't use the
first,
buses, so
they try.
It's not something that affects me personally, but I'm sure it really annoys a lot of people.
I'm personally affected.
Well, I'm thankful that they have affected you
I've
in
affected
such a way.
You. Yeah, yeah.
60% chance of them turning up on time or at all. It's bullshit.
Are you thankful
I'm not thankful
for specific things, no?
I'm thankful for being white.
Wow.
I mean, I really lucked out with being
what
born.
About, like, specific Spanish. This year? Because, like, you could just say that every year.
Yeah, you could. And we, yeah. I'm not trying to be, like, a check your privilege kind of thing, but, like, you know, the of the random variables that brought you into existence.
Christ.
Like, you know, you could have been born yeah. anywhere. Yeah. You could have been born as anyone. And
this is what came out.
I mean, of the Wild. Selection of possible lifestyles, it's not a bad one, I don't think.
How's my bloodline just existed
poor.
This long?
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry. I thought you were asking for a review. I was like,
how's my bloodline?
How's my bloodline?
I was just like, how's I
new TV series.
You got bad
how's my
eyesight.
Bloodline? Do you ever think that? Like, holy shit.
I'd like to... I'd
all
like
of humanity
all yeah.
and
yeah.
the bloodline has created me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want
like
to
the...
see how far back? I'd like to know.
Well,
I feel,
you don't
I feel like it's
far...
just a... It's a very hard concept to really grasp, like, the well, amount of people and how far back.
It's not that far back until, like, basically the... everyone is related to each other. Yeah. Really not that far at yeah. all.
I think we need to go back that way, to be honest with you.
We should start mixing...
No.
Wasn't there a stat
no.
saying that, like, in, during throughout all history, like, there's like a large percentage of people married their cousins?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's still common in other cultures. Like, there are lots of arranged marriages within families.
Oh, it's, oh right. So it's just a case.
I'm
just
arranged.
Well, you're arranged. What do you mean you're arranged?
I'm ready.
You are ready for what? Marriage?
Yeah.
To who? Your cousin?
I don't know yet.
I'll marry
it's
you.
It's a blind date.
Do you want to marry?
No, I've been arranged.
He's arranged.
Oh, it's been arranged, right?
Yeah, blood relative.
Could be you. That's a point.
Make sure.
Close?
Yeah, very close.
How long do you think it was before they realized that blood relatives cause issues down the line? It must have been a while before they were, hang on a second, this isn't working.
I reckon it's probably...
Something's wrong here.
I'm
what?
Not sure.
A lot Who's of your it, father?
The history of
Who's
incest
your mother?
With Ross Hornby.
Your Hold father on. And your mother? Wait a second. This is why you're the way you are. But you don't understand. You're looking at the wall. You're running into the wall over there.
Look at me with one of your eyes.
Smacking yourself in the head. You clearly don't know what's going on around you. It's your parents' fault.
I know, guys in the back
we
of your
must
head.
Warn
turn
others.
Around.
Show me the space between your toes. They're webbed.
I've not seen a documentary about that, though, and I'd like to see Louis Theroux dig deep on that one.
On incest.
When did we find out that incest was a terrible idea?
What?
Beyond just...
And it's just loads of interviews of people going, what? Sorry, it is. Oh, God.
Louis is just literally telling on himself.
I imagine...
I thought it was okay.
Pre, internet and stuff.
Oh, a long time... Wait, what?
The incest could have easily been passed off as this is like a sinful birth or something like that, or there's the devil in this particular child.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, like, noble family, going back to your dream of feudal society, which we are rapidly approaching.
Only four supermarkets.
Within noble classes, it was extremely common because of keeping land and property and things like that within a family, you know, especially when you have things like male, like primogeniture, where, like, you know, the male is the one that inherits the property. If you've got like a very wealthy only daughter, then you want to keep that within your family's purview, so you'd marry her off to a cousin. It was common within rich people.
We are saying, though, through correlation, supermarket regional managers and stuff are likely to be products of incest.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
a lovely way to bring it back round to the supermarket.
If you're a regional manager, check for incest.
Check for incest.
Because you may be...
Were you born into this role?
Yeah.
Does your dad and your mum look very similar? If so, you may be an incest
stab,
baby.
Get a little bit of their blood.
If you found out you were an incest baby, would you tell people? Or would you keep it a secret because of the connotations? Because you'd become almost like a...
I don't think you'd want to tell people.
You wouldn't want to tell people. No. I think people would then... There's a layer of judgment that you can't scrub off easily. And it's not your fault, of
it
course.
It depends, if it's brother and sister, I think.
If it's within
the immediate family, I think that's... Because
I'm sure you would also be worried about what might be wrong with you through genetic defect.
What is it in this scenario? Who is it that
your parents are? Are they brother and sister?
Mine aren't brother and sister. Well, no.
You don't know that, though.
I hope they're not.
Hypothetically, we say
they
are.
Basically, there's a lot more health impact from having direct relatives than cousins.
Yeah.
Like
in the animal kingdom, they all fuck each other. That's kind of fucked.
Do you think we should do that more? Do you think we should have big old animal orgies?
No, I don't think... Well, no, that's not where I'm going.
There was that place near where you used to live that you started.
I think it's just an age thing.
The Swingers place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down there.
It's just an age thing.
It's just an age thing.
It becomes more animal orgy the older you get.
Okay.
It gets more swingy as you get older.
More swingy. Are you talking about your balls?
That too.
Whoa. But then it could be like the situation with that documentary about that doctor who just basically... impregnated loads of women fertility help and then they were all just like, well, half brothers and half sisters are wandering around accidentally bumping each other and fucking. They're like, hang on, so we're related,
whoops.
Shit. And some of them didn't even take the test because they were so worried. They're like, I don't even want to know.
A burying head.
Look,
I'm my way around this whole
thing's
town.
Fine. I don't want to be on that list
four times over. I am not getting checked.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone.
You wouldn't tell people that you had incestual parents. But you would avoid doing that.
It's
in future.
Not a person's fault, though, is
not
it?
It's not their fault. But if you tell people, it's kind of going to be people would pay attention to you more. It's like if you said, "Well, I've got $1 billion in the bank," somebody's going to treat you differently, right?
I mean, the royal family are probably somewhat inbred. Let's be honest.
You've seen his fingers,
definitely.
So, it really is a matter of context. Nobody gives a fuck. How this sort of. Several families maintained the aristocracy of Europe for the last 1,000 years. Yeah. France, Germany, Switzerland, the Russians, the English, they're all German. they all milled around and maintained their power and property within Europe through dynasties. And they're all inbred. But look at me, I've got normal fingers.
Our fingers are normal.
No sausage fingers here. No sausage fingers.
I only have
fingers.
Webbed feet.
Well, that's good for swimming.
Great for swimming. You're a C-type.
I can tell I'm a C-type. C-type human.
Well then.
So that's incest ticked off. We ticked off incest today.
We've covered all bases.
Supermarkets. Which is the most incestuous supermarket, I guess, is the real question.
Well, this is the thing. I reckon it's both ends. So you've got the really cheap ones and the really expensive ones. Because in Waitrose, you're definitely
you
getting some of the inbred
role,
aristocracy.
You?
Like you're,
but
you
then
can
you
tell.
Got, as the literally is... part of the Walmart family.
Yeah, exactly.
Walmart,
I think they fuck at Asda.
Yeah, let's not exclude America. Walmart, and what's the other one we went to? That Trader Joe's and
Trader mm-hmm. Joe's.
I don't know how many. Yeah, what are the main supermarkets in America? If you could name three main ones, Walmart, Kmart, is that one? Is that a different one?
Don't know. Wait, what's that? Some of them do clothes. Target.
Target's a big one.
We don't know this.
I don't know enough.
I think it's state based as well.
Yeah,
like, right. Not okay. Them are
like Walmart's like the king of like, as in like that's the one everyone knows.
It's the most widespread, I imagine.
Right. Okay. Well, that's supermarkets covered.
Mm-hmm. We did it. globally as well, which is nice.
Thanks to our Patreons, by the way. Thanks to the Patreons of Hat Films.
You help us to go shopping.
How many of you are in
literally paying for our shopping? Yeah. This is what you get.
Where would Draco Malfoy shop?
Probably Waitrose.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Waitrose, he would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his dad owns the stores. He'd get a house elf to go and then they'd kick the shit out of it when he gets home.
Oh, you dropped something on the way here. You fucking prick. Don't give him a sock. Stop giving him socks.
Oh, wow.
I'd accidentally give him a sock.
Breaking news. Wow. Earlier this year, Walmart are no longer the owners of Asda.
Oh,
some
okay.
billionaire British family bought it.
Lovely.
Ah.
So we're going to see
back under British control.
Big change.
Yes.
Good to know.
There we go. Lovely.
All right. And yeah, if you want to send us a fingal or two or some funny news, perhaps.
Yeah, why not? I think somebody did. We just missed in time.
Yeah. But it's nice.
Is that
to
a
read.
Fart?
No.
I swear I heard. Or did you just go, eh?
Probably. I don't know.
You're worried, you're paranoid.
I'm
you've
paranoid.
Started farting.
Sorry,
thinking,
I'm trying to blame on the dog.
Are there other people farting now?
It's the dog.
Are
there's a dog farting? Is, for sure.
It's the dog.
Send it to hatchat@hat-films.com and let us know if you are a product of incest.
Oh, yes. Let's just know.
And
how
whether you're a
go?
Regional manager at a supermarket.
Yeah. Do those two correlate?
We have some science to do here, and we'll tell you the results next week if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Which you likely won't.
As long as it's not too insensitive. If you are an incest baby, sorry.
Sorry.
It's not your fault.
It's not our fault either.
It's not their fault either.
No, it's not your fault.
Well, it is kind of our fault for perpetuating the charge.
Yeah. How many people... Do you reckon you know someone who's been...
Probably.
I mean, we grew up in Somerset.
Likely.
I mean, we probably are. Let's be honest. There's a good chance we are.
Right. Okay.
Unknowingly.
Yeah.
So don't look too far back in your history and you'll be all right.
No.
Wow, 5-6 generations and we started to know each other. Mm. One generation.
Mine's just a straight line.
brother, sister.
Always inwards. Like a rid.
What is this? My line looks weird.
Mine's just an infinity symbol.
Mine's
just a DNA strand. So pure.
Brother, sister. Well, I gotta give birth to your wife, son.
Soon. Keep getting boys. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll see you next week. And until then, stay safe out there.
Indeed.
Hopefully the internet doesn't go down for 40 days. Lol.
Yep. Wow, sorry.
Fingers crossed.
Enjoy this full tune by...
Oh, it's by Talks in Code.
Thank you, Jamie. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.